Raising a puppy can be very difficult or very easy, depending on if we're trying to do everything right and listen to everybody else, or if we can listen to our own gut. Today you're gonna meet Ozzy, a rescue puppy, and his awesome parents who had a blast raising their puppy, and you're gonna learn why in this episode of A Dog's Soul, an Empath's Guide to Your Dog's Feelings. So stay tuned and have fun. All right, so you might think, well, if they had such a good time, why did they need a trainer? Well, they were a little bit concerned because Ozzy was showing some sound sensitivities, so he would get startled pretty easily whenever there was a sound. He did not know yet. And he was very scared of his harness, and that is pretty typical, right? Put in the comments or in a review if your dog is scared of his harness. But I wanted to bring this case to you because they did so many things right, and without ever having had a dog before, and without listening too much to everybody else, and without a trainer. So let's see what they did already before we started training. And yes, I would recommend this for everybody, every dog parent. And if you're struggling with your puppy right now, try to see if you're already doing these things or if you could implement them into your life. So what they did already, they had a pretty good read on when he wanted to play and when he wanted to sleep or he needed to sleep. So whenever he wanted to do something and he would be up and about and just looking for things to do, they would just invite him to play or do little sniffing games or little tricks or whatever they wanted to do, whatever they felt like, because Ozzy was open for everything. He was awesome. He was a little boxer mix, I think. So they're up for anything you want to do with them, right? If they're open-minded, and he was. So that was the easy part. The sleep, however, I see very often dog parents who have such busy lives that they want their puppy to relax and not bother them, but they wanted to do a gazillion errands or chores while the puppy was sleeping. And that often doesn't work because the puppy gets FOMO like we do, right? And he wants to see what's happening and he's curious and all those things. So the puppy can't sleep and then things become annoying. So what Ozzy's parents did was they saw when he got a little bit over the top or when he looked like he could use some sleep, and they sat down with him. They relaxed with him, and they were actually glad that they could finally have time to read again, because they didn't have time before. They didn't take the time before to actually sit down and read. And they were really happy that now with Ozzy they had somebody who would just push them a little bit to make time to read. And that's beneficial for both, right? Ozzy gets his sleep and his parents get their reading time. Other than that, he was allowed to follow them around the house and also in the bathroom, because for puppies it's really tricky to be separated from the parents, right? They need the safety, they need to feel secure, and they need their caregivers. So yes, we can start training them to be home alone, and that's really important. We started that with Ozzy as well. But putting them somewhere and letting them whine just to whatever is really not helpful. So if they want to follow you around, let them follow you around. And as we said with the play, whenever he displayed some kind of need, they tried to fulfill it. And yes, in our day-to-day routines, we might not have time to play with the puppy every single time the puppy is up and wants to play, because that's often, right? So they had things on hand that he could do on his own, like food balls or food toys in general, frozen Kongs, things like that, frozen carrots for his teething, and chew things, natural chew things like bones and stuff. And those were things he could do on his own, right? So if they didn't have time, or they put treats in cardboard boxes or in toilet paper rolls, and he could just try to get them out, and that would keep him occupied, right? And they could do their housework and their chores and even work, because mom was working from home, dad was going to the office, and home office is awesome, but you do have to work, right? So this was whenever Ozzy got his toys to occupy himself a little bit. He was fully house trained with 12 weeks of age, which is awesome, right? And that's partly because they kept such a close eye on him and learned to read his cues pretty fast. In the beginning, of course, there were accidents, but they took him out whenever he acted a little bit weird, and they waited outside until he did go potty or fall asleep. And that worked wonderfully. At night, he was allowed to sleep in the bed with them, so whenever he needed to go outside, which was rarely the case, he slept through the night most of the time. And that is something that often happens when the puppies get to sleep in the bed, because it's so comfy and they have a deeper sleep. They feel safe, they feel warm, they feel happy, so they sleep deeper. And that's why very often puppies that sleep in the bed sleep through the night faster. And Ozzy was, when he was sleeping, a very relaxed dog, so he could sleep really deeply. And he was a little bit distracted outside because he's a puppy, right? And there might be a butterfly, and he's probably a boxer mix, and those are little clowns, so they get distracted easily. And in the beginning, he would try to bounce around in the garden, and they let him, but they stayed outside until he did his business. So, yes, like very many puppies, he forgot as soon as they took him outside that he had to go on a regular basis. But since they stayed outside until he did, and they did not invite him to play or anything, they just let him do whatever he wanted to do. And if he wanted to bounce around the yard, he was allowed to. But again, other than that, they made it as boring as possible so he could do his business in quiet and peace. They saw whenever the mischief snuck up into his eyes. So before he could steal stuff and run around, right, like puppies do, they invited him to play instead. So that kept things like the remote and all those stuff that's lying around that they didn't put away, and they did put away a lot, but there were still things he could steal. So they invited him to play before that. And that worked wonderfully. Same goes for things he would chew. So whenever he paid a little too much interest in the furniture, and again, they were so awesome with how quickly they learned to read their dog. So they saw when he was planning to start to chew on something, and they just offered him something appropriate instead. And that worked super awesome as well. Yes, it didn't work every single time, but most of the time, which is wonderful, right? So, yes, there were accidents. Yes, things got chewed on. But Ozzy's parents were not as bothered by that because usually things worked pretty well. And Ozzy was such a happy and joyful puppy that they could forget these little slip-ups pretty fast. And I have never seen a puppy this happy, really, either in rescue or from a breeder, because he was not scolded for anything. He was not contained very much. Yes, sometimes he had a house leash because you cannot watch your puppy all the time, right? But he could just unfold his personality. He could just live in a happy and safe place with people who were really happy to have him and relax about the whole situation. And yes, there is nothing wrong if you feel puppy blues. That is so normal. And if you realize that there is something going on, that you're not that happy about the puppy, that you feel a little down or something, talk to somebody. It helps so much. And don't stress yourself. your puppy will grow up and your puppy will get house trained, even if your puppy isn't yet. Everybody's different. So try not to compare your puppy with anybody else's or social media or whatever. Your puppy's unique, your situation is unique, and if you try to have fun with each other, you will build a bond and you will have an awesome life together. All right, there is one more thing that Ozzy's parents did a really good job with, and that is to take him out on the leash but not walk. They took him out and let him just watch the world go by, sniff around. They did not pressure him into walking or going away from the house or anything. They just let him be a dog. And that is awesome. So we piggybacked on that right away because they wanted to socialize him a little bit more and they weren't sure how to do that properly so that he wouldn't get scared or anything. So what we did was we took him to new places and did exactly the same thing. So we took him by car, and when we got there, he got out of the car and he got to just look around, sniff, explore. And whenever he found something a little bit scary, he could check in with his mom and she would help and reassure him and just praise him, because we don't usually need a lot of treats in those situations because we can just praise the puppies and they are happy to continue with exploring. Where we did need treats, however, is whenever he got startled. And that was when there were sounds. And he was a little bit sound sensitive, so whenever there was something new he didn't know, he got startled. And he got startled at trucks and other sounds, and that might be because he was transported into the country by car, but it took a long time to get to his new family from the shelter he was before. So sometimes these transports take a toll on the dogs, and especially little puppies who really don't know what's happening, right? So that was another thing for Ozzy, actually. He was a little bit timid about going into the car, but that was resolved very quickly. He just got something to chew in there or something to lick in there, and it was no longer an issue. He did not get car sick or anything, which is a blessing. And whenever we were anywhere, either at home or on the street right in front of the door or at new places, whenever there was a sound, we used the marker signal. We introduced that first, of course, and we rewarded him. We rewarded him with something really fun. So either a treat that got thrown so he could chase after it, or a toy, or playing with each other and just having a fun experience. And pretty quickly he learned that new sounds were actually announcing a fun situation to start. And that is when they become less scary, or no longer scary at all. And there was another thing, right? There was the harness. So what we did first was we switched from these soft harnesses with one clip he had to put his legs through. We switched from those to a Y-shaped harness with an additional clip on the neck. So usually a Y-shaped harness has two clips, right? The belly strap gets clipped into the back strap with two clips. But there are the ones that have an additional clip on the neck, so they would not go over the head. Many dogs find it uncomfortable to have things put over the head. But if you have a neck clip, you don't have to do that anymore. And that takes a lot of fear out of the whole situation of putting a harness on. Still, he did not trust it at all. He would see the harness and bolt. So we started with whenever the harness came out, he would get treats scattered on the ground. First, wherever he ran to, and then closer and closer to the harness, which again made the harness predict something awesome for him. And he lost his fear of the harness very quickly. And since they have a yard, he could just go out potty there and they had time to train the new harness. So whenever he was no longer scared when his parents took the harness, we started to introduce a little mat on the ground so he could step on the mat. It was a target. He could leave the mat at any point. And that is very important, right? That gives the dog control over his own body and what's happening to him. So it builds confidence and it builds trust in the situation. So since he learned pretty quickly and he liked to learn stuff anyway, he learned that target very fast as well. And he learned to stand still on this target as well, which was a little bit of a challenge, right? With a young boxer mix, it's a little challenging to stand still. But he did that. At first, he sat down, which is okay, right? We just lured him into a stand whenever the neck strap was over his neck. And before he got the harness pulled on for the first time, we also counter-conditioned the clip. And you can close clips in a quiet way. You just have to hold your fingers over the little knobs so they don't make a sound. But sometimes we humans forget, right? And we wanted him to not get startled by that sound. So we introduced the sound and connected it with awesome food. Again, it was done really quickly. It took a few days and he was voluntarily participating in the whole harness thing and it was no longer an issue. And it's not really a very huge change in routine as well, right? Because the target was just lying in an area where they kept the harness. So they would just take the harness, the dog would step on the target, they would put the harness on, and then they would continue to get dressed and go out. So the only difference really was that there was a target on the ground. So no big deal, right? And for him, it made a huge difference. So sometimes it's really the small things, and it doesn't matter where you're struggling with your dog and what it is or where your dog is struggling. It is faster to resolve it with help because, for one, outside eyes see more than we do ourselves because we're too close and we're emotional about our own dogs, right? And also, we trainers see a lot, we trainers learn a lot, and we can pick and choose what fits the situation and what fits the dog. And sure, you can do all that all by yourself, but it takes some time to really learn all those things. So, what I want to say is don't be afraid of getting help. Don't be afraid of asking to talk to somebody if you feel a little bit down about your puppy. Don't be afraid to seek professional help if you get stuck somewhere. Happens to us trainers as well with our own dogs, so there is really nothing to be ashamed of or nothing to hesitate about. And of course, you have all the information to get started in the description if you want to do that. So try to listen to your gut. Don't give too much about what everybody else says and don't compare your puppy to anybody else's. Have fun with your unique situation, have fun with your unique dog, and we'll see each other next time. Bye! Thank you.